This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, our contestant Ariel won her way to the final round at the end of the show, and we're going to find out a little later who she will face off against. But first, let's welcome our special guest. He starred as Kurt on the show Glee. Now he's a YA author, and the last installment of his Land of Stories series, Worlds Collide, is out now. Please welcome Chris Colfer.
Hello, Joe's Pub.
Welcome to Ask Me Another. Such a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, yeah. I have to ask you right from the beginning. You auditioned for Glee right out of high school, but technically, you didn't get the part.
No, I didn't. No, Kevin McHale got the part that I was auditioning for. Bastard.
So how did you get on the show?
Bribery. They just thought I was so awkward. They thought, we need that in our show. And so they wrote me a part.
They wrote you a part.
Yeah,
and the part they write for you, I mean, I don't know how much pressure you felt because your role, Kurt Hummel, was a openly gay character in high school.
Yeah.
And then that was very groundbreaking. 2008 television, even groundbreaking.
It's crazy how different the world was back then.
Yeah.
Really, it's nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, so did you hear that and go, oh my God, this part was written for me? I'm jumping at that chance?
You know, I was absolutely terrified because I come from a place where gay kids are used as piñatas. I was very, very scared. But then I thought, oh, but what about the award potential? And then I felt right at home.
So I mean, the series ends, and right, I'm sure you were flooded with offers for other television, movies, perhaps. But you really wanted to go deep into the writing.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, after 6 years of, you know, the best way I could describe the Glee schedule was like being in a constant tech rehearsal. You know, it was just dance rehearsals, singing this. Sometimes we'd get calls at 3 o'clock in the morning and saying, hey, your call time is at 6, you know? So after that, you know, a career where you can do most of it in your pajamas is very, very appealing.
And have you been writing your entire life? I mean, you're very prolific. So do you remember when you first started writing?
Yeah, I was a little kid. I was very, very detailed in my storylines with my action figures.
Okay, wait. What action figures?
It varied. Sometimes it was Batman. Sometimes it was Spider-Man. Whatever the mood was that I was going through. I always would get one of the little Barbies from McDonald's, and she'd be like the damsel in distress, which is completely anti-feminist now. I think that was like my first experience writing, and I try to play with my friends, and they'd always go off book, and I'd get so fussed. So I'd be like, no, Spider-Man is not doing that. I told you what the storyline was. So I think that was my first taste of it.
So this best-selling series, The Land of Stories, centers on Alex and Connor, twins who enter the fairy tales kind of by accident after receiving a book from their grandmother.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
They inherit a magic storybook that sucks them into the fairy tale world.
What was the appeal of writing fantasy and diving into fairy tales?
Oh, I think I just was so uninterested in reality. I was like, there's got to be something better than this. And as a kid, my sister was sick, so it was a really great way to escape. I'm so glad I did it.
What do you think the importance is of retelling these fairy tales that we all know in so many different incarnations?
Well, so we only think we know them. I mean, so many people don't know the original Brothers Grimm versions, which were meant to terrify children. Right, dark. Like, in Snow White, like, the evil queen tries to kill her 3 times. Like, first with a poison comb, then with a corset, and then with the apple, which, I mean, after the comb, I probably would stop answering the door myself. But that was like, you know, that was the lesson. It was, you know, if you meet a stranger and they cause you harm, don't go near them again. And you know, like with The Little Mermaid, in the original version, the Little Mermaid doesn't you know, marry the prince. She kills herself because the prince marries someone else. And it was supposed to teach young women, don't throw your lives away for the first guy that, you know, picks you up off a beach.
Sure.
So thank you. Thank you, Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah.
It's sad. Like, I feel like if we just incorporated those more into life, I think kids would be a lot better off.
Now, I know this is all fantasy, but the character of the grandmother that gives the twins this book, That, I feel like, is a little bit of reflection on your life, because your grandmother plays a sort of a pivotal role in your writing career.
Yes, my grandmother was my very first editor. And when the Land Stories first came to me, I was about 7 or 8, and I tried writing the novel then, and it was very hard.
You tried writing this novel
I
when
did,
you were 7?
Yes. Yeah, and I did not know enough words to make it happen. Every time I finish a chapter, I would print it out, and I'd ride my bike over to my grandma's house, and I'd give it to her, and she'd grammar check it, she'd spell check it, and if she liked it, she'd put it in a pile on her table, but if she didn't like it, she'd crumble it up in front of me, toss it in the trash can, and say, "Christopher, you can do better." Yeah, but I mean, she still was the toughest editor I've ever worked with, but I think it really kind of set me up for real life.
That's amazing. Yeah. Did she read, you know, the books that we now know as the part of the series?
Oh yeah, she reads them. Yeah, she reads them on her iPad, or she waits for the large print, she reads them quite a bit.
Does she give you feedback?
Oh, of course. Yeah, she's always very particular about how I portray grandmothers in my writing.
So now we have the final book in the series, Worlds Collide. You've decided that this is it. We're ending the series, even though I'm pretty sure that if you just, I don't know, decided I'm going to write another 20, people would read them. Why end it?
You know, I didn't want to stretch it out, you know, until it was just, you know, so thin, there was nothing there. So I wanted to end it at the right time when, like, I felt like it was a good time within the story. Okay. I think that's now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's going to another life because there is going to be a movie.
There's going to be movies. Yeah. So I'm very excited about
movies. All right, I said movie. You said
moving
movies.
Pitches. See,
yeah.
It's great.
You wrote these the screenplays.
I'm writing it now.
Yeah,
And I'll also be directing, which I'm so excited and terrified, but in a good way. In a good way.
Yeah. Is your grandmother going to be involved in casting in any way?
No, but it's funny because it's like it's the biggest news of my whole life, and I call her up and I tell her, and she's like, "Yeah, I knew it would happen." I was like, "All right." Yeah.
Right. It's like you can't get the full big praise.
No. But then she gets on her Facebook and just brags and brags and brags. And I'm like, where is that into my face? Like, gosh, all this time I don't think you love me.
And then she's like, I got 2,000 likes.
Right.
Very popular.
From various tea parties. Yeah.
Now, I watched a bunch of clips of you preparing to talk to you. And,
I'm sorry.
No, it was fantastic. But it gives me great joy to be able to say this on the show because I've never met anyone before that I could say, so it seems like you're a pretty good ninja.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. That is the first time I've ever been complimented about my ninjutsu.
Yeah,
so thank you.
You're skilled with the Japanese saisors. Is that
saisors?
I'm sorry,
saisors. Yes.
Yeah, you spin them and
I spin them. I catch them. I drop them on my foot. I do. I'm actually very very good at it. So look it up.
And very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did that particular hobby of yours begin?
I was a really big fan of Xena Warrior Princess
when
I was a kid. Looking back now, it all makes sense. And you know, I didn't ever want to, you know, be with her or Gabrielle, but I wanted to be them.
Sure.
And Gabrielle had the Psyswords, and I was like, I want to do that. And Elektra, and I think Raphael, and Ninja Turtles, and so I just really wanted to learn. And with the first job I ever got was this little student film called Russell Fish and the Sausage and Eggs Incident, where I used that paycheck, which was about $20, and I bought me some swords.
Where do you buy these swords?
eBay.
Okay,
eBay.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't think it was legal, but you know, it's. Yeah.
It's eBay.
Yeah. I mean, what's done is done.
Chris Colfer, are you ready for your Ask Me Another Challenge?
I don't know if I'll ever be ready, but I'm here, so let's do it.
That is, I believe, the mantra of the ninja. Chris Colfer, everybody. So, Chris, you have a, I would say, complex relationship with fan fiction.
Yes, I do. I do. It's an abusive relationship. Oh, gosh.
There's a lot that has been written about you.
Yes, there has. Yes.
And you wrote a book called Stranger Than Fan Fiction.
I did, yes.
Which is
I'm part of the problem. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is not about you, but it's sort of you use, I guess, your own experience as a jumping off point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, it's about a really uppity actor who gets invited on a road trip with four mega fans, and he shocks them when he shows up, and they think it's going to be a dream come true, but it's just the biggest nightmare ever.
Because reality is rough.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So in this game, we have written our own fan fiction. Mm-hmm. You just have to tell us the original works they are based on.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, okay, okay.
And if you do well enough, Tori Atkins from Saratoga Springs, New York, is going to win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh, no, the stakes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
We warned you.
All right.
If you need a hint, our puzzle guru, Art Chung, is standing by to help you out.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right, let's give it a shot. Uh-huh. Without her glasses, Velma could barely make out the figure standing before her. Mm-hmm. The person was blurry but familiar and unmistakably sensual. Velma, it's me, the figure said. It's Daphne.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got wrapped up in it. That was definitely Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It was the eve of revolution. Aaron Burr and Hercules Mulligan hated each other, but tonight they were lonely. And they were ready to raise more than a glass to freedom.
The British are coming. The British are coming. Well, if it's fan fiction, is it turn?
Just think like Make the most popular incarnation out there right now.
Oh, duh. Yeah, 1776.
Yes.
Yeah.
The musical.
Oh, definitely. You know, I keep forgetting that there is fan fiction about musicals, too. But yeah, Hamilton. That's
yeah,
what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. There's fan fiction about everything.
Yeah.
Everyone said a water type and a fire type could never fall in love. But Squirtle and Charmander didn't care about society's rules.
Well, Pokemon?
Yes. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, Orange is the New Black, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's true. Don't Google Squirtle. My mind races as the host approaches my team. My brothers and uncles jump and clap. I stand frozen. But in my heart, the survey says, Steve Harvey, you're my father.
Oh my God, please tell me it's the sequel to like Slumdog Millionaire and not like, well, Family Feud, obviously, but
yeah,
oh
yeah.
My gosh. Family Feud, even. Even Steve Harvey isn't safe. Gosh.
Okay, here's your last clue. When he heard the show was doing a segment about couples yoga, Matt Lauer expected to be paired up with Savannah Guthrie. But now, as two strong arms caressed his own, Matt gulped. He never knew Al Roker like this before.
Oh my God, I'm seeing these people tomorrow. Oh God, that's the Today Show.
Yeah, sure
oh
is.
Oh God. Wow.
Yeah, I think you did pretty smashing on that. Puzziger Art Chung, how did our special guest do?
Chris got them all right. Congratulations. You and our listener, Tori Atkins, each one, Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes.
Yes!
You're amazing. Thank you so much for being part of our show.
Oh, thank you so much
show.
For having us.
Yeah.
For having me. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you guys.
The final book of Chris's The Land of Stories series, Worlds Collide, is out now. Give it up one more time for Chris Colfer!